So welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So I'm glad you're with us today because it's a busy news day with all this Ukrainian stuff, and I'm going to put it into perspective for you. I'm going to tell you things that are true, that there's no two sides to that story. And when I don't know if something's true, I'll tell you that. So at the end of my monologue, and we have a very, very good guest who'll lend his expertise, you'll have this whole story down. And you won't have to listen to hours and hours and hours of BS, some of which is just insulting. I had to turn the TV off today. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I'm going to strip it down. The basic controversy is about a president of the United States dealing with a foreign nation on a matter that is happening in the United States, the presidential election. That's the overarch, okay? Now, that's not prohibited by anything. So I've gone over the transcript of the call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president. There is no constitutional violation in this call. There is none. And anybody who purports there is not telling you the truth. Now, maybe it's their opinion that through some kind of machinization, that the overall theme of the Constitution is violated. I don't know. But there's no violation of the Constitution. There's no high crime. There's no misdemeanor. Not there. Period. Secondly, the other aspect of the story, and this is the Nancy Pelosi aspect, is that by bringing Ukraine into American politics, you quote unquote hurt election integrity. Hurt election integrity. That is an opinion, not a fact. It's not a crime. It can't be proven or disproven. It's an opinion. And if Nancy Pelosi or anybody else thinks that President Trump hurt election integrity in 2020 by asking the Ukraine president to look into Joe Biden's actions while Biden was on Ukraine soil, okay, I can understand that opinion. I don't endorse it, but I can understand it. And the reason I don't endorse it is because I would have done the same thing had I been President Trump. So if I'm running against Joe Biden, and he may be, I want to get all the information about Joe Biden I can get. And if the president of Ukraine knows that then Vice President Joe Biden did something dubious, nefarious, whatever it may be, in his country, I want to know about it. I'm running against the guy. That's called ops. Every politician does it. Ops on your opponent. Find out what the man or woman has done so you can use it in the election. Now, Joe Biden has admitted, we all know it, you all heard the soundbite, it's been played over and over and over again, that he went to Ukraine as a vice president and told the government there, if you don't fire a persecutor, a prosecutor, you're not going to get $1 billion in loans. Biden admits he did it. Told the Council on Foreign Relations, we went over it yesterday. That's certainly an ethical violation because his son was being investigated by said prosecutor in the Ukraine for an association with a company that was under all kinds of scrutiny, Burisma. So the prosecutor was fired at Joe Biden's behest in Ukraine. And you're telling me that a president of the United States doesn't have the right to know what happened there? You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television
Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This is a really good story. So San Francisco, I was there in Easter. I reported back to you. It's anarchy in there. Thousands of homeless people roaming the streets. Police will not control them. They defecate, they urinate, they pander, they demand money. Some cases they're violent. Highest car break-in rate in the country. They sleep on your doorstep. They sleep in your backyard. They shoot up drugs in front of your children. It's disgraceful. It's appalling. San Francisco. So now some of the citizens have said, look, the government's not going to help us here. And by the way, you San Francisco citizens, you allowed this government to happen. Okay, you allowed it. So the neighborhood people are bringing in boulders and putting the boulders on the sidewalks so that the homeless and the drifters can't sleep there. Okay, that's the latest. And here's some reaction from the residents. Go.
And people would come in the morning, set up a tent, get the dope, which often happened starting in the morning, and then they would set up, shoot up, and either break it down or stay for a day or two.
People can't sleep. It's frustration because they're not getting any sleep at night. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
It's going to move them down the street a little further. It's going to be somebody else's problem. You know, that's part of the mindset today. Hey, as long as it ain't happening to me, I don't care. But that's not going to solve nothing. It's just going to get worse.
All right. So obviously, if you were living in San Francisco or wherever you're living and you have homeless people running over your property and disrupting your life and corrupting your children, because children shouldn't be able to see that. And then the police, you call the police, they say, we're not going to do anything about it. The only solution you have is to move out. That's it. I mean, if that's the environment, that's the climate, you got to go. And you might lose money on your house. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. So as I reported in the beginning of the program tonight, the AP lied in the second paragraph on the Ukrainian story. And they had to know it. It's not a mistake. They did it on purpose because the Associated Press despises Donald Trump. So if you are a Ten Commandments person, and fewer people on this planet are, you know that the wording goes like this. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So false witness means that you are trying to hurt a person, another human being, by what you say, which the Associated Press is trying to hurt Donald Trump, by saying that Joe Biden didn't do anything in Ukraine. There's no evidence that he did anything. It's false. Not true. But how many times have you seen in your life people absolutely lie to hurt other people and or to get ahead, to get something? All right, so that's false witness to benefit you. So there's two prongs on the lie business. Benefit you, hurt your neighbor. In our culture, in public schools, the urchins don't hear, hey, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. They don't hear that because that's judgmental. Maybe you can interpret that stealing is necessary sometimes, and so is cheating, and certainly lying is. Don't hear it. Fewer and fewer Americans go to church, and when they do, the priests and the rabbis and the ministers, many of them are very confused. You don't know what they're talking about. They're not saying, hey, lying is a destructive act, and it's sweeping across our culture. Be good if we all stop that. When was the last time you heard that? I've never heard it. Maybe when I was 10. So it's disturbing me, these lies, because I've been a subject of them, and I know you have too in your life. Nothing we can do but point them out. See you tomorrow.